Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
What are you most looking for, you know, besides your excitement about baseball being back? What kind of are you most looking forward to today from these games?
Today is just to see what it looks like and what it feels like. And, you know, they got a shot of Nationals Park. Scherzer's on the mound, Chris. And it just seems weird. It looks like a regular game, you know, with all the dressings and they're doing the broadcast. But there are no fans in there. And so that's a little bit. I just want to see how the players react. We've watched some exhibition games and some inter-squad games, and those have been cool to watch. But now here we go, and it's going to be over before you know it. So I just think, like, I'm watching in anticipation on how quickly will this go. Normally when the start of the season, you know you got 6 months, Chris. You don't. You got 67 days.
This will be different. I'm more excited about this, you know, contrary to what you like to say. I am a baseball fan, but I don't need 162. I'm just going to keep it real. I've said, as much as I love the NBA, I wish they'd go to about 65 games instead of 82. So I am more excited. When baseball, I watch some regular season games, obviously keep up with the sport, but when it hits the playoffs, I'm all in. I'm completely tuned in, and I'm really into it. So I'm going to be more into the regular season now than usual because it's such a short season. And every game matters. That's what I like in sports is the urgency, every game mattering, and that's what we're going to have this year with baseball. You know, you go on a 2 or 3 week slump, and you could be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. So, except for they did – add to the playoffs,
yes.
Chris. So,
which I think we'll get to that later. But yeah, smart. It's smart though because what if the Yankees or the Reds or the Rays or the Dodgers or you know a team that you know is legit goes into a bad stretch or starts slowly, and it gives them you know a little bit of leeway so that you know they can outlast a poor start because now you got 16 teams, 8 in each league playing. So. I think it's good, but we'll get into that later. Let's get to it, man. I can give you my picks.
Yeah, you go first.
I know you like to razz me about this. I pick to win. All right. I'm not trying to be a hot take artist. I'm not trying to, you know, pick, you know, Kansas City or just come out of nowhere and by chance if it works, I'm right. I'm like many. I got the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series. And I'm going to say this, Rob. There's a part of me that's been, last time I said there was a part of me, I should have went with it, right? Because that was the Nationals.
Right, you Dodgers, kept saying, right? Well, remember that? I pick the Nationals, but I'm going to pick the Dodgers. And I'm picking the Nationals.
Here's what I feel like, Rob, between the Yankees and the Dodgers. Obviously, the Dodgers have the deeper team. They're the more versatile team as far as position players. And, you know, they're great all around. The Yankees obviously have more power. And if the Yankees, we're assuming they're healthy. They got the most power. But I also like their staff better. I like their pitching staff better. Jared Cole.
Right.
Rotation, and right. I think, look. Kenley Jansen, we know he appears to be on the decline, and it's been that way for a little bit of while. Clayton Kershaw's just a year older. You know, Aroldis Chapman is with the Yankees. I think their bullpen is better. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the Yankees, Rob. I feel like I should pick the Dodgers because, man, how many times they're going to get there and lose? But then I think of the Braves, and, hey, it can happen time and time again. So I'm going to go with the Yankees over the Dodgers in this year's World Series.
Chris, we're going to be lockstep on this one. And most people If you really follow baseball or look at it, it's hard not to pick those two teams just based off the rosters and what they have going. They're teams that are going to be good. The Cincinnati Reds, the St. Louis Cardinals are always good, Chris. The Houston Astros still have a good team. You know, we could go on and on and on. There's about eight or nine teams that are really good. But some of the stuff you brought up, adding Gerrit Cole to the top of your rotation is what solidifies the Yankees to me. You drop everybody else down a spot, right? And that was a team that was great last year.
Right.
With all the injuries and whatnot. And now you put a real ace at the top of your rotation. The problem I have, so I'm going to pick the Yankees out of the American League, and I'm going to pick the Dodgers again, Chris, because on paper, and I did write a column on Deadspin.
I thought you might go away from them.
No, I'm going to pick them, but I'm not going to pick them to win. They haven't won since 1988, and here are my three reasons why I can't pick the Dodgers to win the World Series. Clayton Kershaw, Chris, the postseason, I get it, where the Astros were stealing signs and they roughed him up.
Right.
But it wasn't the only time he's been roughed up in the playoffs. Okay, so what about all the other times?
And he's already on the DL. He's got the back injury.
Right. Jansen's another one. You brought it up. Chris, he's had a regular heartbeat. He's had some issues. He had his worst year ever last year. His ERA was high in the threes. The least saves he'd had since 2013. He had his highest whip ever. So those signs are all bad for me. And then when you look at Dave Roberts, their manager, the way he's handled the pitching staff, Chris, in big situations in playoff games are questionable. And that, I think, is another part. So
we've talked about that. Like, is that him or is that the front office? But whatever it is, right? We've talked about that in the past.
That is the problem. We really don't know, Chris. Is the front office dictating Dave Roberts? Right. Or is this Dave Roberts? Last year when they were in that game five against the Nationals, they were up 3-1. And he brings in Kershaw. Despite, you know, we know what Kershaw has been in the playoffs.
Yep.
And then Kershaw gives up a home run on his first pitch. He should go get him. Nope, he leaves him out there. The next pitch is a home run, and the game's tied.
Yep.
So I'm just like, what? And then in that same game, if you remember, Joe Kelly pitched an inning, and then he brought him back out for another inning, Chris, instead of getting him out. So there's some moves there that I'm not so sure about. I'm going to say the Yankees in six, but I think this will be a rematch of 1981. I think it could capture the attention of the nation. Series with these two teams.
Oh, yeah. If it's those two, it will. No question about it.
The Yankees are on the board for the first home run of the season.
Look, man.
A two-run bomb by Stanton.
Judge
got a single, and Giancarlo Stanton just hit a two-run home run.
That's my only question about them. If they're healthy, Rob, what's stopping them?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
A couple of guys that may need some blue emu.
And they still might
September 12th.
They still might stink.
Mike Tyson, Rob, and Roy Jones Jr. are going to get it on in the ring September 12th, an 8-round exhibition fight. Any interest?
No way. No, how am I watching a minute of that? No, I'm not interested, Chris. They'll be wearing masks because they'll be robbing the television networks or whoever puts that on. I mean, this is what talk about a money grab. And why? Mike Tyson is 54 years old, Chris. Really?
And Roy is 51.
Why?
I mean,
it's pathetic. It's sad. I'm not interested.
Look, I saw the Instagram videos like everybody else and Mike Tyson looking fast and furious and all that. How long did those videos last? How long did his flurry last? He would flurry for about 5 seconds and then, you know, duck and dodge and move on to the, like, I mean, that's not a fight. And look, Roy probably he might be in a little bit better shape. But first of all, there's Chris Mannix, friend of the show. I follow him, of course, on Twitter. He's saying, look, it's kind of, you know, it's going to be like an exhibition. They're using 12-ounce gloves as opposed to 8 or 10. They're not trying to knock each other out. If you're going to fight, even a real fight makes me leery at this age. But if you're going to get in the ring, then fight. I certainly don't want to watch you fight. Square dance for 8 rounds.
And that's probably what it's going to be, so I hate it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Rob. What if they do? I mean, if you get in there, obviously you're going to get that old feeling and, you know, if you're getting hit a little bit. What if they could, I mean, maybe they really start fighting. And then I fear a little bit for Roy because he never could take a great punch. And if he gets hit by Mike Tyson, who I know is older, not as good, obviously, but the power kind of stays with you. So I don't know all the way around, Rob. If it's not a real fight, I don't want to watch a square dance. And if it is a real fight, I'm kind of worried for the smaller man, Roy Jones Jr. And I don't want to see any 50-year-olds get their blocks knocked off. You know what I mean?
So would you say, instead of saying that somebody, if they get knocked out, they have a glass jaw, would be they have glass dentures or something if teeth come out? No?
I hope that's not from yesterday. That's not on the tape.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And Rob, they interesting situation with the Nationals, speaking of them. One of their World Series, their postseason heroes last year, the young kid, 21 years old, Juan Soto, the outfielder, got
a
great future. Yes, great, great future ahead of him. Was terrific in the playoffs last year. Really was good all season. Hit 34 homers, 110 RBIs, and then in the playoffs, 5 homers, 14 ribbies, Rob, in the postseason. So
no, he was prime
hot
time.
Young player, yeah. Yes. But he tested positive for the coronavirus, right? Here's the problem. So he's missing tonight's game. The problem is he took the test. For some reason in Major League Baseball, it takes 2 days to find out what the results of your test are. Now, Rob G, in the NBA, isn't it that same day?
Yes, that is correct.
So why in the world is it taking baseball 2 days and it's taking basketball? How long is it even taking basketball?
Well, number one, it is cheaper. Number two, it's been said by a lot of medical professionals, I don't know how legitimate it is, but it's been said that the ones that take longer for the results are more accurate.
Than
the instant ones.
It's like the pregnancy test. The ones you get at the 99-cent store, you're not always sure on those.
Oh, I'm so sorry. is that what basketball did? They went to the 90. They saved money on their test. But here's the thing. Juan Soto took his test today. When did he find out? Today, Rob, or yesterday?
Found out today.
Today. So he took his test on Tuesday. But he found out today he's positive. He's asymptomatic. Tuesday, Rob, since Tuesday, he's had all types of interactions. He's been participating in practices. He's had interactions with his teammates, yet somehow none of them is sitting out tonight's game except for Juan. And there's a rule in Washington, D.C.
Now, when you say a rule, is it a... you know, is it a protocol?
I mean,
you know what I mean? There's no law in place.
It's not a law yet.
Right, it's protocol.
But it's a recommendation? Is it more than a recommendation, Rob G?
Is that the right
word?
Here's
what it is.
Right?
It's a Washington, D.C. rule. It says mandating, okay? Mandating that anyone coming into contact with someone who had the coronavirus needs to self-quarantine for 14 days. So that would really mean that essentially all of his teammates or anybody who, you know, was anywhere near him yesterday within 6 feet, which I'm sure probably happened with several teammates, would have to quarantine for 2 weeks, according to this rule in Washington, D.C. So they're flouting. I'm not going to jump on, but they're not following the rules. They're not following the rules.
After everything that was set up for opening day night, that they would be like, okay, we're not playing. We're going to cancel the game, and we're going to wait 2 weeks for the Nationals.
I get it. You're saying, but I'm just like, but what's going on? Are the rules going to be? I totally get it. Right?
You know what's going on, Chris, and I'm not making any excuses. That's an ordinance or for people in Washington, D.C.
They are playing in D.C.
I get it. They have this thing set up. And I think unless somebody was feeling ill, because, Chris, we all come in contact with other people every day. You can't.
Not really.
No.
Not now?
I mean, you don't go to, if you go to, I don't know, fast food or the bank or the grocery store, there are people around you, right? I mean.
I'm not going out every day.
So you don't go out every day.
Most days I'm not coming into contact with anybody but my family. Most days.
Wow. Okay. I'm
out. I go for walks out in the neighborhood. You know, every once in a while I might go to the store. But, yeah, I'm really not, you know, not coming into contact with that many
people.
But
I think most people have some contact with other people. Maybe not every day, but they do. And I just think you can't shut down everything. If a ball boy, Chris, or a bat boy has it, then everybody on the team can't play for 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Saying, like, I totally get it. Because
if that's the case, we won't be playing.
Remember, Rob, a few weeks ago, what I say? If what happened in March, when Rudy Gobert came down with it and one other teammate got it and they shut the entire season down, and that kind of, it was a couple days later that the nation went on lockdown.
But I think that was at the early stages where they didn't know.
Yeah, but it's worse now.
No, I get it. But it's not worse everywhere. If you look around,
it's worse in
places,
California.
Yeah, New York is unbelievable how much
it's
better
worse
it
than
is
Florida.
Now. Right. I'm just saying, Chris, this is a heads up for sports as we go forward. It's the same thing in the NBA. If LeBron comes down with it, you shut down the whole Lakers team, they don't
play?
Well,
if LeBron doesn't play, you might as well shut him down.
But you know what I'm saying, right? You think that's not going to happen.
Well, but hold on. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Because, look, I'm not mad at you, Rob. I'm just, like, trying to figure this out. If we're going to have rules, then we're going to have rules. And I totally get where you're at because it would not, Rob, just be shutting down the Nationals.
Right.
Then if you had to shut them down for 2 weeks, what happens to the schedule?
You have to shut the whole league down.
Yeah. Right. So I don't know that you – so I get where you're coming from. I'm just kind of confused.
I think what they're going to do is take people out of the game or, you know, put them on the sidelines when people test positive and just keep giving people tests. Now, if the whole team comes down with the Chris, now we got something totally different. And as we go forward, the same thing. The NFL has to look at this. The NBA has to look at how are you going to play this?
Well, you mentioned LeBron.
You can't shut LeBron LeBron down for 2 weeks, can
what
you?
What if LeBron got the virus? Or
God forbid,
Kawhi,
let's say
Giannis,
that. Yes.
Whoever, God forbid. And they got the virus right before a big playoff series. And LeBron or whoever got it is asymptomatic.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you can let him play. But again, if LeBron James doesn't play, the Lakers might as well not play. Playoff time.
I don't think it's the same thing.
So would you say LeBron play in that instance?
I think he might miss some time, but not 2 weeks. I don't think it's going to be 2 weeks.
Well, they are shortening.
Am I right about that?
I heard on Dan Patrick today they were saying if you come in,
the rules
for football and pro football are different, college football and pro. In college football, if you come into contact with somebody, you have to quarantine for 14 days. This is according to Dan Patrick. If in the NFL you do, it's 2 days. You know what that's called? Money.
No, I get it. That's tonight. I mean, they were not going to call off this game. I mean, they just weren't. And yeah. it'll be interesting as we go forward. And with the other tests, we'll have to see, Chris. I know of job instances where people have been in contact with somebody who tested positive. They tested everybody else in the workplace, and nobody else tested positive. It's not automatic.
No, right, right.
That,
remember,
that you have
the Jazz, only Donovan Mitchell had it.
Right.
From Rudy Gobert. So I get it.
And they
it.
Were all around him, right. So
but
it's
they
not
couldn't
like that.
Test the Nationals. I mean, the 2 days doesn't make sense to me. 2 days doesn't make sense to me. They got to get testing that you can find out that day. Because otherwise, if somebody may be playing with it right now and coming into contact with other guys. It's just a ball of confusion, Rob. That's
well,
all
because,
it is.
Because we're in uncharted waters and they're going to go about it, Chris, as we go along. They don't have all the rules. They don't have everything set up. They don't know. You know what I mean? It's like a
right.
trial and error. I mean, let's just be honest. I'm sure the last thing they thought was that one of the national stars was going to come down with it the day before opening day or opening day, and he couldn't play.
And the thing is, we don't know everything about the disease either.
No.
You know, some doctors have said it could have long-term effects on your lungs. You know, so I don't know, man. I think this is a sign,
Did you
Rob,
think they should have stopped the game today?
No, I get where you're coming from. I'm just saying, if you make rules, then you have to be ready to abide by them. You have to be ready to abide by them.
No, I know, but those rules
That's all
are
I'm
D-
saying.
Those
so
are
maybe
DC
make
rules.
Different rules.
Right, those are DC rules, and they're
yeah,
gonna have
but they're
to figure-
playing in DC.
No, I get it. I'm not.
You know,
Chris,
that's all I'm saying.
I'm not
it's just
being,
like a threat. No, I know you're not. But
I'm
it's
not,
like a right. threat. If you make a threat, you got to be ready to follow up, right?
No, I
And
I
it's
agree.
The same thing with – that's all I'm saying. I get totally where you're coming from because it would have been disastrous if they would have called off tonight's
oh,
game.
Big time. Big time.
Disastrous. So I totally understand. I'm not saying they should have. I'm just confused. Because if these are going to be the rules, then we got to – and it, maybe if that means lessening the rules, you know what I mean? Then fine. But I do think this too, Rob. I don't know why baseball's got a test that takes 2 days to find out. Now,
yeah.
I get it if they're better. I was tested and I found out the next day. That's 1 day.
Are there some snaps where you get it right away in an hour or 30 minutes?
There are
snap
some
tests
now.
Like
again,
that too?
They're probably not as accurate, but still.